life on Earth wiped out every 27 million years, but we've got about 60 million years until the next one. Research into the so-called extinction events for our planet over the past 500 million years, twice as long as any previous studies, have proved that they crop up with metronomic regularity. Scientists from the University of Kansas and the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. are 99% confident that they are extinctions every 27 million years. In the 1980s, scientists believed that the Earth's regular extinctions could be the result of a distant dark twin of the Sun called Nemesis. The theory was that Nemesis crashed through the Oort cloud every 27 million years and sent a shower of comets in our direction. The Oort cloud is a vast belt of dust and ice that is believed to lie around one light year from the Sun and is the origin of many of the comets that pass through our solar system. But now scientists claim that the regularity of the mass extinctions actually disproved the Nemesis theory because its orbit would have changed over time as it interacted with other stars. Fossil data which motivated the idea of the Nemesis now mitigates against it, say the researchers. The last extinction event, 11 million years ago, saw 10% of the Earth's inhabitants wiped out. This means that around 60 million years until the next event takes place, although the graph shows that occasionally the event takes place up to 10 million years early. Asteroids crashing into the Earth are commonly believed to be one of the main reasons behind mass extinctions, like that suffered by the dinosaurs, the Caesarosaurus tertiary extinction. The extinction wiped out more than half of all species on the planet, clearing the way for mammals to become the dominant species on Earth. The extinction was caused by a massive asteroid slamming into the Earth, Chicxulub, in Mexico. The asteroid was around 15 kilometers wide. It's believed to have hit Earth with a force 1 billion times more powerful than the atomic bomb at Hiroshima. For more bilingual news, please log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn. For now, this has been Lee Hannon.